Hi, this is Jim and Sid. Welcome to our latest Outsports podcast. It's Wednesday, October 9th, and we're in L.A., and it is raining in L.A. for the first time since, I believe, April, maybe.
Yay.
I love rain, although we saw Blake Skellerup yesterday from the New Zealand Olympian, who complained about the fact that it might rain because he wanted it to be 85 and sunny in L.A. since he's here on a layover. And everyone else was saying, oh, we love the rain, so... I love the rain, and it's here, and we had the Santa Ana winds this weekend, and it was 94 both Saturday and Sunday, so this is a welcome respite. So those of you not living in Southern California wouldn't appreciate why we even bring up rain. It's sort of like snow for you people back in the East Coast. We talk about it incessantly.
Well, we should talk about that little event that we had last night and with Blake in L.A., and first of all, it's Skellerup.
Didn't I say Skellerup?
You said Skellerup, as I've always said, but it's Skellerup. Skellerup. It's not. I know it's. I can't get it right, but that's what it is. That's what. Last night we had Blake at a reception with some people to show our support for him, and I thought it was great to see Dave Coppe and Jason Collins finally meet. That was really cool, I thought. And you were with Dave. What did Dave have to say about it?
Oh, Dave had a great time. Loved meeting. Love meeting. He's been a friend of mine at Dejo, met Jason Collins, met Blake, and had a great time. And Dave was I was holding Dave's drinks as people were taking pictures of him. So
he eats it up. Don't let him tell you any.
Oh, I know he does. Today we're gonna talk about one of the open gay athletes that was at the function last night. Nothing about the function, but just about in general. That's Jason Collins, who. Is not on an NBA roster. NBA training camp started a week ago, and I'm for one surprised. When he came out in April, I was convinced that he was going to have a team, but as of yet, he has not been signed. Some of the speculation is that he may be signed during the season by a team. Someone said even as late as February, when there is a certain trading period and pickup period. But that's leading to all sorts of speculation. Does it have to do with him being gay, not being gay? What's the issue? And I have some theories. I know Sid has some theories. So what do you make of this? Are you surprised that he is not signed? If in April, would you have predicted he wouldn't be signed?
No. I figured that come game one of the next season that he would be on the court playing. And I don't know what to make of it. I don't know. First of all, before he came out, I knew Jason Collins. I followed his career early on, but I really hadn't followed him in a few years. So, sadly, I wasn't even sure that he was in the league. As when he came out and I read more about what he'd been up to for the previous year and seeing his stats, I kind of thought, okay, well, yeah, he'll be there. I don't know what to make of this. I really don't have any theories. I mean, could it be because he's gay? I suppose that could be it. Could it be because he's the 12th man on any roster, or maybe the 11th man on any roster?
Or the 15th.
Or the 5th. That could be it, too. So I don't know what to make of it. I mean, he's not a big star. He's a contributor off the bench. And he's a big man, which teams need. He's strong. He told me last night that he's bench pressing a lot. So I just don't know what to make of it. Do you have theories on it?
Well, and this is what I've read a lot. I've talked to people, and here are the theories. And no one really knows exactly why either. The theory that seems to make the most sense to me, and I ran it by Dave Coppe, and he thought it made sense, is that it's not that he's gay that's the problem. It's that these teams think it would be a distraction for someone who would be at best their 13th or 14th or 15th player to be in camp, and the media is all focused on Jason Collins, and that these coaches hate distractions and has nothing to do with the fact that he's gay. I mean, that's the reason, but that is in some ways an ancillary reason, that it's a distraction. Everyone's going to want to talk about Jason. And what if we happen to cut him during camp who don't think he's good enough? Are we going to get grief for that? And that I ran it by Dave. He thought, well, that made sense to him because coaches are such control freaks. then someone else told me, well, you know, a gay person who's a huge NBA fan knows as much about it as people at ESPN said, I studied all the rosters, and I'm not sure there's many teams there that need them, and they could get somebody who's younger and cheaper. Yeah. So, you know, there you go. And it might be that somebody's going to sign him during the season to a 10-day contract and see how it goes. So I don't – and so the questions we'll never know is, would Jason have been signed if he didn't come out?
Right.
And if he'd be in the same boat, then it's clearly not anything to do with him being gay or not. And these writers said they don't think it's pure homophobia, but it's almost the idea of Playo, they hate distractions. And that's about the only theory that made any sense to me. And the fact it might be simply people thought he can't contribute, although some people said there are certain teams that could use a big man who's a great locker room presence. So I'm kind of with you. I don't really can't say why.
Well, you look at his production over the last couple of years. I mean, the last two seasons he's played for three different teams. Last season he played in only 38 games. He averaged a point a game. He averaged about 1.5 rebounds a game. He just wasn't a big contributor, and that kind of guy. I mean, if he had this one, it's funny is if he had not come out, no one would be talking about why is Jason Collins not signed. No one. It would be like he's just not that big of a contributor. He's 34. You know, his career is over. Time to move on. But because he's gay, everyone is saying, oh, well, it's because he's gay. Not everyone, but people are jumping to that conclusion. So, if he was Robbie Rogers' age and putting up those numbers, I would be more suspect, but he's not. So it's really – I mean, I lean toward it's not because he's gay. I imagine that being gay maybe eliminates a couple teams, a couple. I don't know if it's two or five or six, but a few.
Well, a well-known NBA beat writer told me that he estimates there might be – no more than a half dozen teams that would not want him because their owners are so conservative or whatever, religious. But that still leaves 24 teams available.
I find it hard to believe if a team thought they could bring him in to win that they wouldn't do so. But, you know, it is – I can't tell you for 100% sure that, you know, if one of those teams is the Bobcats and – the Bobcats' ownership is conservative, that they haven't said, well, you know, we don't want the complication. I can't guarantee you that, but I just doubt it.
But then it comes down to, obviously, the whole idea of perceptions, and this is a big part, you know, in the gay community, when people who aren't sports people, they will jump to that conclusion. Well, this is why, and, you know, you wonder if there's any athletes who might have pause now saying, well, look what happened to Jason Collins. He didn't get a team. But again, the difference was Jason came out after he had no longer actually had a team. It was in a period before he was a free agent. But, you know, he didn't have a team, so it wasn't like he was cut because he came out.
Right.
And yet you hope people don't take the wrong messages from this and say, oh, it'd be impossible. This shows. Well, it doesn't show anything. And like you said, we don't really know the reasons. And so there'll be a lot of speculation. And again, it shows how important his story is that writers are actually writing about a 34-year-old player near the end of his career. They're not writing about any other guys who haven't made rosters. I mean, someone put up a list, and there were some people I had heard of before. These guys still don't have teams. But it's because of Jason's celebrity that makes people sort of pay attention more. Just like when Chris Cluey got cut. You know, like, oh, he was cut because of his gay activism. Well, no, people cut punters all the time. But to me, and it's, I hope the perceptions don't become the reality for people. And they shorthand simply say, see, he didn't get a job.
Yeah, well, again, if he wasn't gay, no one would be writing. Even that Jason Collins hasn't been picked up, he just wasn't on the radar screen, right? I mean, he's played on six teams in the last 5 years. He's a journeyman center now. That's what he is.
Yeah.
And so it's but again, I can't tell you 100% that's why. I think probably it's if you had to put percentages, it's probably 2% of why he's not signed. That'd be my scientific guess.
I put it higher than that, but I would again, I don't say it's
okay. What number? What is it? 10% of why?
I would say it's probably at least a third why.
Oh, really? Okay.
My sense is that people say, well, if he was a sixth man, I think he'd have a team because he clearly could play. Being the, as I said, the theory that makes most sense to me. Well, he's the 14th guy. Do we want the guy at the end of the bench to have all the attention and I have to ask all questions and all the media is asking all my players about him? And these coaches are such control freaks that they hate this kind of stuff. And so that's why I think it's a higher percentage, but it's not because they're homophobic as much as – I don't even know – I can't even think of a better example if Jason was whatever. You know, if Jason was a Buddhist. I mean, you know, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, could be other thing Jason could be that people would say, oh, this is a big deal. You know, we'll focus on Jason's off the field, whatever activity it is. That's why I think it's more so that, oh, he's a gay guy. We don't want the gay guy. It's, oh, we don't want all the attention. We don't want the media asking everybody all these questions. And I'm just focused on getting my season started. So,
well, here's a question for you. I wonder if it's less likely for him to be invited to a training camp than to get signed mid-season. And this is why: you bring Jason Collins in to your training camp. You're essentially saying we're signing him because you do not want to have to answer the questions and get accused of homophobia by the gay mafia if you cut him. So, you know, you might want to come to your roster at a training camp. Now you can have him in for a workout, you know, on the sly. You can just bring him in. So it's without having to go through the whole training camp, you can just sign him at any point, which is what you'd have to do anyway. So it kind of makes more sense, if you think about it, that he just wouldn't be at a training camp, that he'd get signed mid-season.
Well, yes, given his sort of skill level right now in the stage of his career. Again, I think if he was a sixth man and valuable, he'd have a team. Because anybody with that kind of talent wouldn't be sitting around with literally nobody wanting him. Yeah. And I think so. Maybe if Jason was 7 years younger, he'd have a team.
Well, he would, no question.
But again, I just don't want the perceptions to take over. And you know how it is, especially media types, where everyone does stuff shorthand. And they start saying shorthand stuff, and they make it sound like, no, you want to scream. No, that's not it. So it is something that we're going to focus on. And, you know, I agree with you. I have a feeling he'll wind up getting an offer sometime during the season. But as I said, it could be as late as February.
You know what's funny? You meet him and you shake his hand and you hug him, and it's like, this specimen of a man is the 14th man in a training camp. Like, holy, just gives you an idea of the level of human being and athleticism that's in the league. Because you stare up at him and you're like, Jesus Christ.
Well, I think of that about football. We're both huge football fans, and you know, it's like. You see, quarterback, oh, this guy sucks. And you realize if he played in our flag football league, he'd be like the greatest quarterback ever. But in the context of the pros, we say, oh, this guy stinks or sucks or this guy is terrible. And it's just funny how, you know, these guys are so immensely talented, and yet we compare them obviously to their peers. And so maybe compared to their peers, they might suck. But it's amazing how talented you have to be to play at that pro level in anything.
Yep. Well, we wish Jason all the luck in the world, and you need a little bit of luck to succeed in the pros, so he's going to need it.
And before we finish, Sid and I this weekend are off to Phoenix for the Gay Bowl, which, God, is it the, which number is this, 11 or 12 or 13? God, I'm losing track.
13.
13?
It's always the year.
Oh, it is. That's right. Okay, so we had a double time one time. Yep. And Sid, for the first time, is not playing. He is going to be refereeing.
I'm saying I'm still participating, so I've still I.
Oh, that's right. I could say I'm the only person who's played in.
Who's played?
Ooh, I have that record. Did you play last year?
Yeah, I did.
Ah, good. I got to make sure I get one snap at least on with the LAB team, so I could say I am the only person to have played in all 13 Gay Bowls.
You can have it. You deserve it. You can have it.
Well, assuming I don't suffer a catastrophic injury to my vocal cords, we will be back next week with our next Outsports podcast. Bye-bye.